Check one, check two, what it do, what it do. Let's get it poppin'.
We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had
How's everybody doing? How was your week? How's everything going? I'm your host, Mr. Marcellus, a.k.a. Dre, a.k.a. The Lyrical, a.k.a. Giant. And you're watching His Digital Radio. So let's go straight into it. You see what's on the screen. Has Lil Reese lost his damn mind? What is he doing stealing a Dodge Durango? And they beat the brakes off him. I mean, that's just what happened. This is Chicago. I'm from Chicago, the west side of Chicago. So this is... it's kind of like almost normal, but a lot has changed. So a lot of the areas there now are like kind of different. You know, they kind of trick you. It kind of feel like LA or something, because you be in LA and the block looks beautiful and this and that. And Chicago is kind of turning into that too, because he was in a nice area that it really is not a lot going on. So it's kind of strange, you know, to me, just knowing what I know and being from there, like I wouldn't have expected that this would have happened in this particular area, but it did. But anyway, I mean, they say him and two of his associates tried to like steal this car, but it had a tracking device on it. So whoever the owner was, they caught up to him, and shots were fired, you know what I'm saying? And I think he got shot like some, not in the eye, but it like it grazed his eye. And the latest update that I have is basically from what I've seen is he could be blind in that eye. I mean, it's unfortunate, but My thing is, like, why are you stealing? You are a rapper. You are still where you shouldn't be on the block. But obviously, you still are, like, doing block stuff, which makes no sense to me. But this is what, you know, the youth is, like, doing now. You know, for instance, I'm not going to touch on this too much, but just, like, YFN Lucci, he's getting indicted for so many different charges, it makes no sense. And you a rapper, you're really still relevant. Now Lil Reese, on the other hand, in terms of music, he's not that relevant from what I see. You know, and from what I've heard, like his last project sold maybe 4,000 copies or some stuff like that. So, but still, you should not be like out here stealing and robbing and stealing the streets and doing all the goofy. It just doesn't make sense to me. But such is life, is what it is. So let's move on. Let's go to Joe Budden. Is Joe Budden being attacked? Is this like a Bill Cosby situation or like a R. Kelly situation? I mean, what is this turning into? Now you got Olivia Dope coming out saying that he did some type of crazy type. I don't want to say it on here, so I'm trying to find the right words, but some kind of misconduct of sorts. And it looks like to me, it's like they're trying to like get him up out of here, especially during the time that he like fired Rory and Maul, which when you look at it, the timing is great for Olivia Dope to actually do that. Timing is great because he has the heat on him. But he did a podcast yesterday and basically apologized to Olivia Dope and said that they're making a lot of changes around there and this, that, and the third. And I think he said something about Ian has to go. And Ian, I believe, is his manager. Now, Ian sat when he fired them. He was on that particular show. So now he's saying that Ian has to go. But also, if you watch that particular episode, the Cash App sponsor is not up there no more. Gone. I don't know what that means. You know, I heard through the grapevine, Tasha K saying something about he didn't even have a deal with Cash App. That it was only $3,000 or some stuff like that. And then some type of the Patreon deal isn't even real, that he's on Patreon like everybody else. So I don't know. You tell me. And if you have any information on it or something that you want me to talk about, but in my opinion, again, HDR, in my opinion, I believe Joe just needs to chill out a little bit. Chill out a little bit. Lean back. Relax, man. Relax. You got a lot of things going. You got money now. Everything is great. You got a great podcast. Just lean back with all the extra. Cut all the goofy out. Because you're looking real crazy right now. And who's to say, just like we all know, who's going to pop up next with something? It's always somebody who pops up out of the woodwork, just like Olivia Dope did. So in my opinion, he should just lean back, chill out, relax. It's okay. You're doing so well, man. I love the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I love what it was and what it is now, even with Ice and Ish. I still like it because the show is really you, Joe. It's you. It's not really, you know, when you put the additives there, that's for great conversation. Because eventually that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add people to this to have great conversation. Because I love to debate. So, which is going to make for a great show. Let's just keep it real. But right now, I have to establish this. I'm still a baby in this. This is like episode 28. So I kind of want to find my way around, learn the programs and stuff like that, because this ain't really my thing, because I'm doing this dolo, figuring it all out. Tried this program, tried that program, tried this program. I'm figuring it out. But you don't have to do that, Joe. Don't do it. Don't do it. Let's see what else we got. Did you guys hear that Amazon raises an award to $50,000 on info on nooses found in one of their warehouses? I would think white people would be tired of that right now. You popping up nooses places. I mean, it's not doing nothing. I don't understand. I don't understand the point. We know you're racist. The people that are racist, we know you're racist. You don't got to pop up a noose. We know it already. I just figured I'd throw that in. All right. Now, Corey Brodus I just have to say that I feel bad for her. And I'm gonna take my time just a little bit with this. I'm not gonna bore y'all too long, but I think she's gonna need some type of therapy. She's gonna need to talk to somebody. Because this is very disturbing, because one thing we do know, okay, she don't look like them. So what? But it's affecting who she is and how she moves out here. So at the end of the day, she's going to need to talk to somebody, or her parents are going to have to come to her and have an actual sit down. I don't know what that's going to do. But at the end of the day, how she feels about herself, when this first was brought to me, my wife showed it to me, and I was like, well, she's dark-skinned, and she actually, to me, in my opinion, looks African, and doesn't look strange to me. I mean, she's a dark-skinned young woman. I mean, she don't have no major issues or major flaws, so I don't really get it. Why she feels this way, but that's not up to me to decide. You understand? So, I mean, I just believe she's gonna have to get some help, because she went through all the stuff like, yeah, he bought me this car and da 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 da, and you know, just a regular whip. And she felt a way at first, but at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with her personal issues, because I understood the fact about the car. You're Snoop Dogg's daughter. So if he buys you a Bentley or Range Rover, you become somewhat of a target. So I get that as a parent, he downgraded her and said, okay, ride this for a while. Understood. But I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think that they treat her like any way different. I really don't believe that. But the situation is what it is. It is what it is. But what I do know is she needs to see someone so that this doesn't go too far and turn into something else. I'll just say that. But I just wanted to bring that to you guys. Also, check out Andre's Kitchen on Visual Dramatics, VSD, on Roku. New episodes coming. And I posted on my IG just recently the book that's going to come with the third episode. The next episode I'm shooting, God willing, this weekend. New episode, new guest, new recipe. You guys are going to love it. Go there and check that first episode out if you haven't seen it. And also, independent artists, I'm looking right now for a female R&B artist and a male R&B artist. So if you're watching this and you're that one, hit up the email, get at me. And better yet, I'm gonna open it up. All artists, hip hop artists, gospel artists, all independent artists. Hit me up if you want to get it popping. We do hits over here. Hits. So, with that being said, I'm going to get out y'all face. This is Thursday, and I'll holler at y'all tomorrow night.